This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The government has approved the Tato 2 hydroelectric project with a capacity of 700 megawatt. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet decision, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said this project will be built in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh and will be constructed within 6 years. He emphasized that this project will provide the stable source of electricity in the region and boost regional development.
बहुत बेनिफिट होगा अरुणाचल प्रदेश को भी देश को भी. तातो 2 प्रोजेक्ट शियोमी जिले में है. 700 मेगावाट इसकी कैपेसिटी है. ओवरऑल पूरे रीजन में इसको अच्छे स्वागत किया जा रहा है क्योंकि इससे स्टेबल इलेक्ट्रिसिटी मिलेगी, क्लीन एनर्जी मिलेगी और साथ ही साथ राज्य सरकार को काफ़ी अच्छा इसमें रेवेन्यू मिलेगा. 180 करोड़ साल के मिलेंगे हर साल और 30 करोड़ लोकल एरिया डेवलपमेंट फंड भी मिलेगा. 70 करोड़ एनुअल डिविडेंड मिलेगा और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को फ़ायदा होगा. करीब करीब 33 किलोमीटर सड़कें हैं, ब्रिजेस, कलवर्ट्स, वो भी इस प्रोजेक्ट के कारण बनेंगे.
वेलकमिंग द डिसीजन, डिप्यूटी Chief Minister Chona Main in a social media post said that the project will not only transform Arunachal Pradesh's power sector but also drive infrastructure development, create employment opportunities and enhance the socio-economic landscape of the region. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak and Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated the Tiranga Mahotsav at a function held at the State Banquet Hall in Itanagar. As part of the nationwide Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, the dignitaries also opened a Tiranga Mela and attended a Tiranga concert. National flags were distributed to representatives from different districts participating in the event. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on the occasion said that while India is a diverse nation, unity binds all citizens together through the national flag, which fosters a sense of belonging. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has charted a path to make India a developed nation by 2047, and achieving this goal will require every citizen to move forward with unity. He urged individuals to take ownership of the state, district, village and community to achieve the developed nation status. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak said that India's strength lies in its unity in diversity, which the national flag beautifully symbolizes. He said just as it is one flag with different colors, India is one nation with many cultures. He said, Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan offers an opportunity to spread the message of unity to every household across the country. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, along with the Speaker of the State Legislative Assembly, Esam Pongte, called on the Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak at the Raj Bhavan in Itanagar today. They discussed the ongoing Golden Jubilee celebrations of the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, which mark a historic milestone in the state's democratic journey. The governor was briefed on the series of commemorative events leading up to the grand finale on 18th August 2025, when a special session of the assembly will be convened. Apart from the jubilee celebrations, they also shared their views on several pressing developmental priorities and key welfare initiatives aimed at improving the lives of people across the state. State's Health Minister Byuram Wage has urged the students to be the voice of social change and awareness. He said this after the launching of the statewide intensified IEC campaign on HIV/AIDS from Pasighat in East Siang district today on the occasion of International Youth Day. He said that every student can create awareness in the fight against HIV/AIDS. He also urged the youth to shun drugs and devote their productive years for building a better future. On the occasion, Dr. Marbom Basar said HIV/AIDS is a public health challenge and informed that 70% of the affected are youth. He added that 61% are infected through unsafe needle usage and 35% are transmitted by unprotected sex. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.